I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
I think it's the one where I was reading about something where he fights a dragon ogre, Shaggoth. Is that correct? I don't know. Do I know wrong? Like, fight Sigma,
well, the thing is, you were saying a dragon ogre, and my brain went, how do you make a... And then as soon as you said, then you went, Shaggoth, and I was like... But you answered the question in my mind.
The dragon ogres and the ogres, not at all related. Hello and welcome to Lore Crimes, ladies and gentlemen. Today, I, Colin, am the one helming the quiz, and I'll be forcing fantasy lore down everyone's throat. Now, how about we go through our contestants and see how they feel about their lore knowledge on the Empire of Man? Hal, you wanna start us off?
I would say my knowledge is pain, rusty like a spoon. I regret everything. I'm not sure why I'm here. God save me.
Jeez.
We're starting off confident.
Very.
Eli, you wanna follow that up?
I feel of medium knowledge.
Medium.
Hal was earlier, like last week, Hal was saying his fantasy knowledge is okay, so I was a little bit nervous. But now with what he just said, I'm a little bit less nervous.
It's gonna be another dub for Eli.
I'm the defending champ. I gotta keep the belt.
The title. And Andy, would you like to round us off?
Don't mind me. I'm just gonna be here as well. I'm not gonna answers. I'm just gonna be here making quips because I literally know nothing about Warhammer Fantasy. I'm a purebred 40k boy. So I'm just gonna be here as well while I watch Eli win again and Hal come close. That's my prediction.
All right.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
I appreciate the confidence.
The contestants are ready. One of them to win and the other two to be here. Well,
the other two have to fight it out in real life.
My quiz is the next one, so I can't possibly win that one, right?
He has to take a break eventually.
He'll win it emotionally.
Well, for what it's worth, gentlemen, the easy, I'm pretty confident that everyone's going to get at least two. So, are the contestants ready?
Ready?
Hit us.
Well, in that case, why don't we start off with, and you'll need to bear with me for the first, or you know what, actually, pardon me, I think I'm going to save that one for last. So,
oh, no.
For what? The first one, this one is still a simple one. What race is the Empire of Man most friendly with? Out of all the other races in Warhammer, who are they best buds with?
Okay, this is... We can do it.
Can I ask an innocuous question?
By all means.
How many races are there in Warhammer Fantasy?
Would you like me to just start listing?
14 and a half.
14 and a half. No, okay, just as like, I have an idea, because if I lean on other like fantasy-based tropes, well, I might be like, oh, there's probably this many.
I would say, for what it's worth, this is a question that isn't necessarily even Warhammer specific, general fantasy knowledge.
No, let him suffer. Yes. Please, I need this.
I have a strong suspicion, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what's right. All right, I have one, two. I just need Andy's answer.
Yeah, don't worry, it's coming. There you go.
Turns right. that off kilter, want to meet that.
We've got three answers, and maybe it wasn't as easy as I thought.
Oh, pain.
Anyway,
no. We let you down.
Oh, no.
We'll be moving on. This one
I'm starting to sweat.
Now, with this one, I do want to preface. I did. It is in the easy section. This is from the knowledge of people familiar with Warhammer Fantasy, so I do apologize. What is the name of the principal god of the Empire of Man before Sigmar's ascension? So the answer is not Sigmar. The one other than Sigmar. He's still very important, but before Sigmar, he was the main guy.
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
How are we punished on spelling? Just wondering.
Not at all, if it looks vaguely like what the answer is.
So if I create the right smoke signals, will you interpret this in my favor?
When they get to me in 6 to 5 weeks, I'll make sure to interpret them correctly.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling more confident as we're going on, but I can't wait for you to like a freight train out of nowhere hit me with that fucking fantasy lore and just ruin me.
It'll come later.
Oh my gosh,
we are children.
You can probably tell I got my last answer with that one. So you know what? I'll end off with the easy section, with the easiest question. Now, you will once again need to bear with me, not because it's a hard question, but because I need a bit of a I need a long time to say all of these words. Okay.
Okay.
Who
ominous
is the current Emperor of the Empire of Man, Prince and Emperor of Altdorf, Elector Count of Reichland, Wielder of Galmaraz, Rider of
Deathclaw? Oh, I know this one.
Greatest statesman of the old world and the single best Emperor Warhammer has ever seen.
There you go. I know this one.
Oh. See?
I told you
what at least one of them was going to be gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you might have just chucked that one in just so we all have to say his name.
I don't know. It's either that or it's just like, well, Andy needs 1 point just to save base. Here's one for Andy, and that's it.
Well, I feel Eli's too confident. I can feel it already. He's
a menacing chuckle.
My message is too long. It's 850 characters too long. I better fix that.
Yo, just to confirm, do you the entire quiz, like, I feel like you're rubbing your hands together the entire time. Can you confirm or deny these accusations?
Not yet, but it's coming.
Not?
It's coming. Oh. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm about 100% at least.
How are we feeling, gentlemen?
Feeling good?
Okay, we've got a good...
I'm feeling really well, but none of that is to do with this quiz.
Oh, that's nice, though.
It's more just like, I know I'm going to do terrible, so I'm fine. I accept my fate.
There's something just pleasant about accepting the inevitable. So, let's go through them. What race is the Empire of Man most friendly with? Hal and Eli, you were correct. It was, in fact, the dwarves. Oof. Andy, you put elves. I'm afraid that's not correct in this case.
I also put elves, in there as well. I knew it was one of the two, so I thought I'd allude to what would have been my answer if not the elves.
Hate me, elves.
I do
hate
appreciate the little knife ear simps.
knife ear simp.
Unfortunately, it's not correct.
Well, the only reason I put elves is because I know, is it Bretonnia, like, run by like an elven lady?
She's kind of part
their,
of it.
Their technical god is just, in fact, an elven god in disguise.
Yeah, like the Lady of the Lake, and she's like, I'm hiding my ears. Like, ooh.
Another reason cheeky. They suck.
I can't believe Andy had the bravery to bring up Bretonnia with Colin around.
The only reason I know what Bretonnia is because of Colin's video. So
go check out one. Please go check out Pancras Noworks video on Bretonnia and why it sucks. it's art. That's all I'll say.
The proudest content I've ever created.
Mm-hmm.
As for the next one, who was the principal god before Sigmar? Once again, Eli and Hal, Ulrich, you had correct. I got two different spellings on it, neither of which were correct, but I knew what you meant.
Thank you. Thank you, our Lord and Savior.
And then Andy came through with Jesus, a.k.a. Big JC.
Nice.
J-Dog.
He might have been. I don't know.
That's basically what Sigmar was.
Yeah. He's got the same hair.
you know.
Basically, is it... yes, but I'm afraid the infinite love of our Lord and Savior does not apply to Warhammer.
It's not transferred to different universes.
Sigmar's like you know, Korean Jesus from 2021.
Yeah,
he has too many abs. Like
it's like what if Jesus and Thor had a baby? It's like Sigmar.
Your Sigmar's beautiful. That Sigmar has an 8-pack.
Oh my god! Ugh.
And for the last one, that very long question, you all got it right, of course. Karl Franz, the best emperor, best boy, and Eli spice it up by spamming all caps Karl Franz until the Discord message limit was reached.
Could we get a succinct sentence, just very briefly, about why is he the best emperor for those who are not like super familiar with fantasy, Colin? Like, why is Karl Franz the best?
He's a wonderful statesman, keeps the empire together, and in fact is one of the few people in any Warhammer settings to go, maybe those other races have something worth taking note of. But beyond that, if you just load up his voice lines, he literally speaks for himself. Such a beautiful man.
So awesome.
Okay, can I ask a slightly... pinging off that, you say he's a statesman, you say he's kind of keeping everything together.
Indeed.
So what defines him differently from Robute Gilliman from 40K then?
Because
in a similar position.
He manages to do all this without being given divinely granted charisma. He's just that good of a person.
That and he has a
much of a statesman. He does. He actually has a Warhammer.
He is the Warhammer fantasy.
Indeed.
Maybe he's born of it. Maybe he's Karl Franz. You know, okay.
He has won the Warhammer.
He is the Warhammer fantasy. It doesn't work. It doesn't sound as good.
He is the Warhammer fantasy battles.
He also doesn't have ultra depression, does he?
But okay. With that, easy is done. The tally for the points is Andy has won in second
Yay!
Place.
That's and what I'm going to get.
Hal and Eli are rocking the 3 out of 3 so far.
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy to share. That came across wrong. Sorry.
To be fair, Hal, just to remind you, no one has won the quiz other than Eli yet. So
you've got the most pressure out of anyone.
I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. And Colin's running the quiz, so it's up to you, Hal. No pressure.
Oof. All right. All right.
Time.
Okay, I got this
for medium. So, it might get a bit tricky here. According to Emperor Magnus the Pious, there are 3 things that make the Empire of Man great. What are those 3 things?
Oh, ooh, I think I know it.
Ooh. Oh, see, now the hope is dying.
This is also just a metal as hell quote, so.
3 things that make the... Can you read it again?
Sure.
For me?
According to Emperor Magnus the Pious, before Karl Franz's time, there are 3 things that make the Empire great. What are those 3 things?
God. Yeah,
I want to live in a situation where I get to yell these things.
Oh, I know.
Oh, God. I feel like, you know, when you describe, like, when someone asks, what makes your country great? And obviously, I live in the UK, so you don't really have an answer for that. you'd say, like, the food at some point. Obviously, you wouldn't say that in the UK as well. God damn. Oh my god. How's Andy, please tell me you're struggling, brother. Like, I need to know.
Well, the assumption of struggle requires I have to have the hope that I'm going to win. I'm just having fun.
He's not playing. He's not struggling.
I've just been left in like a big room with a bunch of crayons and been told, draw on the walls, it's fine. So that's me right now.
He's got the unplugged controller.
Maybe we'll put it on the fridge.
Can we get is there like a slight clue? Like, are these traits or are these tangible things?
Have you ever seen those videos that the guy does where it's like Total War factions and he just makes a cool video of them like killing stuff with the voice lines in the back and stuff?
Apparently not.
Sorry, never mind. Because it's the name of one of those videos, I think.
All right, so a little bit of a hint. 2 of them are things that, in real life and Warhammer, you can use as a weapon. One of them is something that is you can physically hold only in Warhammer. with the way Warhammer works.
Oh my! I got this right.
You can hold. Jesus. I don't know if I say bolt gun there.
Unfortunately, there are no bolters in fantasy.
Yet.
That would really make the Empire's job easier.
Mm.
Jeez.
Can I put more than three answers? Or is that cheating?
So spread your net you really can. Far.
You can, but I'm only going to look at the first three.
I'll commit.
I'll give you a half a point if you... All right.
I'll play fair. I'm committing.
All right, we've got all three answers, so let's move on. There is a province of the Empire that, though it is officially absorbed into another province, is realistically under the complete control of the Vampire Counts. What is the name of this province?
Got it.
Just think vampires and...
I can't spell it right, but I'm committing.
I think Colin's read my answer.
I have indeed. All right, that was a quick one. And for the last one, which of the Which of the Empire's enemies do they not officially recognize as even existing? In fact, even bringing up this race is technically, it's not illegal, but that's because acknowledging them would be acknowledging them at all. So if you bring up this race of enemies of the Empire, you're just going to get disappeared by a witch hunter. We've got... We've got Ela's answer that looks like he's writing his manifesto. All right.
So economics, brothers. Economics. What is it?
Now, before I read through these, how are we feeling?
Feeling very good.
I feel like I want to sabotage Eli. I need help.
How are you going to do that?
That's a great question.
Mind games. You'll let me win, Eli, because please.
surely you can't fit all those crowns on one head. I mean, stacking them is dangerous.
We'll see.
Especially all the way up there, you know, where you are above us.
Pain.
Don't let me down, Hal. You literally have a crown as your icon for your channel. You can't not win at least once.
I don't actually believe I am. I call myself a king, though. That would be so conceited. Oh, man.
That's all right. Okay. Well, we'll go through the answer, see how you did. So for the first one, what three things make the Empire great? We have Hal. I'm going to give you half a point because you put our zeal, faith in Sigmar, and the spear. Faith is one of them. And spear isn't technically a full answer, but I think I'll throw you the half point because it's the general theme.
Is faith one?
Faith is one of them. And then the correct answer is Eli got it. Faith, steel, and gunpowder make the Empire great.
Ooh,
which, gunpowder. What a raw line. Oh. And then Andy. Hit us up.
I have no point of reference, so I just had fun.
Breasts, war crimes, and hot pockets.
The thing was, you said when you were giving hints after I'd sent you the message, like, you can hold them. And I went, ooh. And then you said, only in Warhammer. And I'm like, ah, we have breasts here. Damn.
What kind of war is that?
What are you doing?
Well, that's the thing. It starts with breasts, which causes a war crime. And then is resolved with a hot pocket. It makes perfect sense.
I see. It's basically the Trojan War.
I think I'm having an aneurysm.
Is that how I get second place? If I give Hal an aneurysm and he has to drop out of the quiz.
If you can kill him, you get second place.
I don't want to kill him. I just want to incapacitate him for one quiz.
Oh my gosh.
So I can get second place.
All right. Well, for the next one, what province is not is technically part of the Empire, but is under control of the Vampire Counts? That province is Sylvania, which Hal and Eli came through on that one.
Yeah,
and then we have from Andy Miami. I really want to give that one a point because that's really
seen Dexter.
That's actually really funny.
I've been to Florida. You're right.
Well, that's the thing. Originally, I was going to put Florida, and I was like, no, be more specific.
Can we nominate like him getting a point for that? Because that's actually really.
Well, you know what? I was.
This isn't how it works, is it?
For the next one, I was going to say, I'm willing to give Andy a half point because for what race is not officially acknowledged, he put the furries, and the correct answer is the skating, which the other two got.
That's true. That's a little bit different. That one.
Ow! It's more accurate to the answer.
To be fair, it is both unacknowledged for good reason.
How about we'll stick with a quarter point?
I'm drawing a line. Off. It's no points or it's a half point. I'm not making assets for another quarter point.
All right, that's fine. We will end the rankings with Eli at 6, Hal at 5.5, and Andy at 1.5, bringing up the rear.
Oh, thank you very much.
Did I get a minus? Do I not get a minus because I put Skaven in brackets, Daddy Ratty?
Oh my god!
I don't know if that put you off. I'm not gonna lie.
You know, I looked at it. And I was going to say something about it, and then my brain, I think, just went, no, we're not going to look at that.
Unacknowledged.
We're not going to entertain that.
It's like an SCP. It's redacted.
Oh, my God.
Daddy Ratty. Oh, God.
Now, it is time for the hard section.
No.
I'm going to start with what I think is the easiest one, because it's technically part of his name. But... you know, so with that being said, what tribe of a pre-imperial humans does Sigmar come from? What is the name of that tribe?
Lord.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, is he like, do they have like tribal tattoos or something? Like is he from the 1990s or something? Like, what's going on?
I don't
then?
Think he featured in Scarface.
He was on, was it Jersey Shore? Like,
could you repeat the question, please, Colin? Not that it'll do me any good.
Of course. What is the name of the tribe of pre-imperial humans that Sigmar is from? It's his last name. They take the name of the tribe for their last name.
Oh, so like if it was Norse, it'd be like, I am Skar Jurgensen. You'd be the son of Jurgen, so it'd be Jurgensen, but it's like a clan honorific. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I think I've pulled this out of the depths of my broken mind. I feel like I might have got this. Oh, the spelling might be atrocious.
Are you saying, Hal, there's a chance?
There's a chance because I
have a question, Colin. Can I donate my points to Hal?
I'm afraid that's not how this works.
Oh, okay.
But props for asking.
Oh, thank you.
I think I might have got this. This is like... I feel like a shout out to the Kings and Generals channel. They did like a series on Sigmar, I think, and I feel like I've, it's in the depths of my mind. I feel like I've brought it up. Don't tell me obviously yet, but
I'm not gonna spoil it yet.
Okay. Alright, I'm ready.
I'm just staring at my I'm just like, what can I put
Pain.
I'll try.
Eli's too confident. Like he's rubbing his hands. He knows.
No, I don't know the answer to this one. It's
what?
I'm sure if I heard the name, I would recognize it, but I don't know it.
You have to go funny answer. Funny answers.
All right. For the next one, I'll be impressed if anyone gets this. What is the name of the Reichsmarshal of the Empire who is second in command of the army only to Karl Franz?
Oh my gosh.
The Reichsmarshal.
And whose mustache is the single most glorious to behold in all of Warhammer.
Both names or last name?
If you get the last name, I think I'll count it.
Oh, brother. This is... I think I know who this is.
I know who has an awesome mustache, so that's it, though.
Do we get half point if we get his first name, maybe? Oh... I feel like it's there. Like I have it. I remember, is this the guy who, actually I shouldn't give anything away, but is this the guy who took down Wulfric the Wanderer?
I don't believe so.
Oh no, this is something that's wrong, dude. Like, pain. Because is there any clues possibly?
That was a clue.
I gave the answer of Daddy Ratty earlier. I feel like that might have earned me some points.
Someone can conceivably have his first name in real life.
What was that?
Nice.
I don't know what you want from me.
Someone can have his first name.
By the way, I am Googling something, but it's not related to the answer, so don't worry. It's just for humor purposes. So if you're hearing me tapping away, I'm not cheating. I'm trying to make it funnier.
Eli, please tell me you don't know this.
I just guessed. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I think we might be tied at this point.
They are both decent guesses.
I think you're half point ahead of me.
Can we correct it? Can we correct our answer?
Yeah. I'm still waiting for Andy's fun time answer.
Don't worry, I'm almost done. I'm just double checking I've got it right.
If you've got a last minute correction.
You've seen my correction.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
I feel like I need a long little hotel bell, if you know what I mean, for that answer.
I'm glad you gave that to me. but for the last one, so Gotrek and Felix, I'm a dwarf and his remembrancer human companion. They've done many legendary deeds. At one point in the capital city of the Empire of Altdorf, there was civil unrest over a decree passed down from the Emperor, and it caused them to begin their legendary partnership, as Felix was nearly run down by the Emperor's bodyguard, and then the Emperor's bodyguard made the mistake of trying to fight Gotrek, so they died. What is the name of the civil unrest that caused them to become partners?
Ooh.
Eli has already full sent the answer.
Are you confident, Eli?
He finished the question. I sent this in before he finished the question. Sorry.
There was no hesitation in that one.
I'm repeating it for me, please, because I'm like, my head is all over the place with that. I don't know how to tackle this question quite.
So, Gotrek and Felix came together because they were both involved in a riot over something that Karl Franz, a decree that passed down. What was the name of this event, the civil disturbance?
You could actually make a, I feel like this is not a crazy answer, this one, but it could be that you actually might be able to get it, possibly. That's not really helping anybody, is it? if Colin, if someone is like, doesn't really know Warhammer Fantasy, why should they read Gotrek and Felix?
Because
like, just go for it. Yeah, tell them why.
If you don't know Warhammer Fantasy, these are perhaps the best books to learn about the setting. And they're just fun adventure novels to read. I will, as much as it hurts me, I will say, they are somewhat, you kind of know what's going to happen. Part of that is I think there's like 15 main books in the series. So you know Gotrek's not going anywhere in book 3. Or Felix. Like, you know they're gonna, you know that at least somewhere in those last few books, they're going to stick around. But they're very well-written stories. The characters are all fun and interesting to look at and see how they're thinking. They're just good books, and if you're interested in Warhammer Fantasy, they're probably the best place to start, in all honesty.
I feel like I might have inspired you too much. You're a big fan, aren't you, of Gotrek and Felix?
Very much so. I will cut down my praise of it in order to read the answers now, though. So, right. Take it from the top. The first question, what was the tribe of pre-imperial humans that Sigmar is from? Hal, you nailed this one. It was the Unberogans.
Uh-oh. I think I
was. Eli put Sigma and then dash rights. And then Andy put the Barnabys and a smiley face.
Oh my god. Did I spell it right?
You did, actually. I'm pretty sure that's exactly how you spell it.
That's, I feel like that's a, honestly, that might be a miracle.
I'm impressed you pulled that out of the depths of your memory.
I don't know. I remembered it was, I think it's the one where I was reading about something, but he fights a dragon ogre, Shaggoth. Is that correct? I don't know. Do I know wrong? Like, he fights Sigmar.
Well, the thing is, you were saying a dragon ogre, and my brain went, how do you make a. And then as soon as you said, and then you went, Shaggoth. And I was like, like, you answered the question in my mind.
The dragon ogres and the ogres, not at all related.
Okay. Okay.
Scary. I picked it out from like a. I think I read about that, yeah, from there.
For the next one, which was, what, I closed out the wrong window tab, my apologies. What is the name of the Reichsmarshal of the Emperor with his glorious mustache? I'm afraid no one got this one right. Hal, you put Luther, well, it was Luther Hess, and now it's Luther Heisenberg.
It's me, Walt.
So, Sigmar, we need to Heisenberg, cook. That's interesting.
Sigmar, we need to cook.
I'm just imagining, like, he sits on his, like, his, like, you know, elite decked out armored horse, and he's got a little, like I said, hotel bell, and he just taps it vigorously. And then that's how they get rid of Beastman or something.
So, if I'm not mistaken, that's kind of, he's kind of a warrior priest. He's a prophet of Sigmar. He's pretty involved in the end times with Valtan. Unfortunately, not correct. Eli put Boris Todbringer, which is also not correct. That is the Elector Count of Middenland.
Yeah, I thought maybe he had a special responsibility or something.
Indeed. But he is cool, but he's not, unfortunately, the correct answer. And then Andy hit me up with Erich Friedrich Wilhelm Ludendorff, which, unfortunately, is not a named character. He very much should be.
He was a named character in the beer hall putsch with the. But anyway, I was he had a big mustache and he was a field marshal. I'm like, as a history joke.
Unfortunately, those are not the funny Germans we're talking about.
No.
I say unfortunately. Fortunately, I need to backpedal on that.
Oh, God.
Fortunately.
And for the last one, what is the event, the civil disturbance that got Gotrek and Felix together for all of their adventures? Hal and Eli, you both came through on this one. The window tax riots.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
And Andy has the great tap dance massacre of 1272.
I wasn't sure about the timeline, so I just put a number.
Say, not only is about 1300 years before the Warhammer Fantasy timeline it takes place.
All right, details. Still.
Wait, what was the name of the guy for the previous question?
I skipped right over that. Pardon me. The answer was of the Reichsmarshal Kurt Hellborg.
Oh, I remember that name. Yeah.
Kurt. He sounds like is that like the German equivalent of like Chad?
No, that's Carl.
Really? It feels pretty like, you know, he rides on a skateboard and doesn't come home at the right time.
He sings Nirvana because he was in Nirvana.
Maybe he does. He rides on his mechanical skateboard from Nuln and he doesn't come home because he's stabbing Bretonians.
We can dream. So you got the window tax. Like, why did it have a window tax? Is it explained in
it
the...
It was just to get more money. It was a tax on the amount of windows you had in a building. And
yeah, that's a real thing that was in the real world, wasn't it? Yeah,
it was.
That's hilarious.
It was perceived as targeting the underclass, and they rioted. And then Felix was one of the people in charge of the riot. And then Karl Franz sent in the Reichsguard, and then Felix nearly died about 15 books too early.
And so he just Karl Franz lead group called the Reichsguard. Oh, gosh.
Right. He's of Reichland is the province, right?
So yeah, it's not like there's just a lot of Reich going. And you put an answer before with Hess, and I'm putting the other. There's a lot of Reichs going on here. I don't know. It makes me uneasy.
He's German. German.
With that, though, it is 7 points for Eli, 7.5 for Hal.
Yeah.
Coming up from behind with that half point from the Faith, Steel, and Gunpowder. Andy is winning the comedy game by far.
That's all I have.
Still has 1.5.
But I have 10 points in spirit.
Now
I appreciate yeah, coming in from behind. I always appreciate like my WWE entrance. Sorry.
The Amber King with the steel chair.
Coming in from behind, as usual.
Oh, Lord. Now,
oh my God.
It is time for the bonus question.
Oh, no.
Okay,
name all right. 10 provinces of the Empire.
Oh, chill. Let it go.
I like the range of the measures. I'm like, oh, cool. And you're like, no. And you're in the lead.
It
Stop
is
complaining.
Time for the bonus question. Name all 10 provinces.
Oh,
no.
I think I could do it.
Now, there is one. A slight bone. There is 10. There's technically 11 correct answers. I'm not counting Sylvania, so you can cross that one off the list. One of them is like a half province, and it even is the one involved with the halflings, the hobbits, whatever you want to call them. I'll count that as a correct one. Also, I've said two of them throughout the quiz, so if you dig back, you have two correct answers.
So is this for all the races, then? This isn't just all the provinces of, like, one?
This is all the provinces of the Empire. There are
the
10.
Empire.
The
human.
There are 10 main ones. There's, like, a little sub-province that'll count as a correct answer. I'll give everyone a few minutes.
You know what? I have played Total War Warhammer, so I think I might. I have a chance. Fucking hell.
That might be the victory decider.
Oh my God. I don't like. Do I go like north to south? Like in my head? You know, you're too quiet about this. I just like you don't. Please don't win. Like you just, it's unfair.
I'm thinking very hard right now.
Oh, it's like on the. I want to know what Andy's thinking right now. To be honest.
I am trying a theme.
I'm trying to remember that. You know, like in Total Warhammer, they have the symbols of like their provinces. I'm trying to go through all their symbols. And like pick out like almost like you know how it's like color coded on the map. I'm trying to like cross it out like a little child in my head.
Also, gentlemen, I have a I have a surprise thing to say because I screwed up the point counting. I believe Hal is at 8.5.
Oh,
I'm gonna double check that again.
Dethrone the king.
Three.
Dethrone the king.
Four,
with
five,
another king.
Six, seven, 7.5. Pardon me.
Is there still a chance?
I'm blanking.
There's a lot of points for grabs here. I might get one.
Wasn't there? I've got a quick question. I feel like in the depths of my mind, I'm remembering that there was a province destroyed. Does that count? If you know what I mean?
There was technically two that have been. One was destroyed and one was subsumed. So if you'd like to put in one of those two, I suppose I'll count it. But you've got a 10 answer maximum.
I think that's the one where one of the characters in Total Warhammer starts. That's why I'm asking, because I feel like that was. I remember. I think I might explain the lore after, because I want Eli to win. But I feel like I'm remembering like a story about some orcs and one of them was destroyed. I don't know how to spell this one.
Like I said, if it's close enough, I'll probably be able to decipher. And if you're struggling, just make it really German.
Oh, don't worry, I'm making it very German.
Oh my, what's the? Okay, I'm gonna put the one I do know. But what's the one with the capitals Nuln? Oh, and it's Nuln oil. How can I?
Oh, I almost made a massive mistake. Oh my gosh.
That isn't.
Oh no,
the provinces hell. What's the name though?
No. Yeah.
I've almost finished my answers. I think you'll like them.
I'm very excited.
I think okay. I'm almost there. I feel like I'm forgetting one. Pain. Oh no. Yeah. Do you have all of them, Eli, by the way? I'm just wondering.
No. There's one that I can't freaking remember the name of.
I think I've got one, but I think I've spelt that like offensively bad.
Well, they're not real, so you can't offend anyone.
They're not real. Oh my god! I think has anyone ever been told in their own
answer?
has anyone ever been told in their own videos that you said the name of a character wrong, and you realize you have for like an entire video? And
then, it wasn't a like, it wasn't a character, but I said the word tithe wrong. I pronounce it as tithe.
Tith.
Like the Imperial Guard's tithe.
Having a name of tithe over there.
I remember reading I had never listened to the audiobooks, and I read the Night Lords ones, and it was goddamn Jago Sevataran, and I pronounced it like Yago, like the parrot from Aladdin.
Yeah.
That was atrocious.
He's just like, Conrad Kurz, we gotta stop skinning people. Shut up, oh, Chicago.
These are each worth half a point, by the way. I probably should clarify that earlier.
I might not get many points, but Colin has seen my answer, and he has given me the bread emoji, and I'm very pleased.
I think...
I can say you're getting a half point.
I think I only have...
I know one of them. You mentioned it a few times.
One, two, three, four.
I've mentioned it when I'm shoving Carl Franz down people's throat.
I feel I played
take it.
I've played Total War Warhammer, but I've exclusively only played generally with the Empire. So I feel like this might have been my saving grace. This might be my saving grace.
Well, there's not to spoil, but there is something after this that could potentially be anyone's saving grace. Including you, Andy.
Oh.
Like I worth like 100 points or something.
I was going to say, I'm not. If it turns around on this last bit and I win, I'm just like, it's over. I'm leaving Law Crimes.
Peace out.
The front of the quizzes.
Rides off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Did you know all of these before you did the quiz? Like, could you name all these from the top? Of course you do.
I don't want to answer that.
He is Mr. Fantasy.
Sounds like
an 80s DJ.
I think I got eight. I sent in my answer though.
Mr. Fantasy is like a pit bull, like Mr. Worldwide, but Colin's Mr. Fantasy.
Mm. Oh my god! The answer right now. How about I just start with Hal and Eli? You both get 5 points.
Wow!
Five.
I'm pretty sure you got them all right. I'll go through, and if you want to double-check what you've all sent, just to make sure.
Ooh.
But, and Andy gets half a point, and making me giggle very, very hard.
I got the bread emoji, that's all I wanted.
We have the provinces of the Empire, Reichland, Averland, Stirland, Minnenland, Nordland, Talibikland, Weissenland, Hawkland, Ostland, and then Ostermark is the odd one out. And as for the little other provinces that I said counted, it is the Moot.
Yeah.
It is Solland. It is...
I'm not sure I spelled that right.
Drakwald, I believe was the name of the province. Which
is that a province?
It's the name of the forest. There was a province in that I might embarrass myself, and that's not the name of it. But it used to be its own province, and then everyone from there was just phenomenally corrupt and ruining the Empire, so they just said, nope. This is part of Middenland now.
They got crunked.
They got crunked hard.
Hold on. Let's get that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Then, I don't know if I got full points for that. I think I said cities or faction names instead of provinces.
Right. Well, the faction names in the Total War are just the provinces.
I think I said a few capital cities.
Eli, you very generously called out yourself. I doubled up on one of them. So the Moot is one of the ones that counts. That's where the halfling is. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 up to Averland. Averheim is not a province. It is the capital of Averland. So that's a wrong.
Stirland
is a province. Middenheim and Weissenland are correct. Actually, no, Middenheim's not right either.
No, it's just a city, I think.
Oof.
The plot thickens.
Oh, no. Am I going to get roasted? Am I going to get roasted now?
Is Marienburg part of the
Didn't it succeed? It officially succeeded from the Empire. In return for a lot of money.
Eli, join me.
And poorly designed Steve Sykes.
Join me with my terrible answers.
Wait, do I get the same treatment?
Hal, Eli only gets 4 points. Yes. After a quick recounting, Hal gets.
I only got half.
The full five.
I think I had 12 answers. Is that are they
were
half?
You do, but the first 10 were all right. So
the other two are superfluous.
Oh fuck! It's
overkill. Good job.
No, you got Nordland, Middenland, Ostermark, Hawkland, Ostland, Reichland, Stirland, Talabikland, the Moot, and Voisinland.
Is Avalon not a province?
It is.
Isn't that the green one? Oh, yeah, I might. And Solon, fuck me.
You have the points. Let it
no,
lie.
There's no extra points on this. Stop fishing. Stop fishing.
I need the win. Eli needs to die. I mean,
now,
in the video game.
If I remember correctly.
I need this so badly.
That's 12.5 for Hal. And 11 for Eli.
And oh, he's so close.
Andy is riding back up with 2.
Yay. I'm so
happy.
But
that being said, the last question, I thought for the first fantasy one, I'd get it just a out of the shot in the dark question that I'm so confident that none of you are going to get, that if you get this one, you win. There is a series of Warhammer novels about a vampire woman who has not only had her marriage officiated by the Archlector of Sigmar, despite her being a vampire, so imagine if the Pope said, yeah, this vampire's cool. But she even once saved the life of Karl Franz. What is that lady's full name?
Oh, yeah, no way.
Oh, no.
That's why I said, I'm so confident no one's getting this. You win if you get it.
I'm going to go something out of the dark. Is she got the one with, like, really short blonde hair? Like, almost like white hair.
Nope, you're thinking of Ulrika from Gotrek and Felix.
No! Damn it! Well, we still have to give an answer, don't we?
I've put my shot in the dark, but it's way less funny than the last answers I gave for the various places from across the Empire.
It did make me remember that Matilda book about that psychic girl. year-old psychic child.
While Hal and Eli are doing their answers, should I read out what I put for the last one with my half point?
Oh, by all means. Oh, okay. I'm so sorry, but you know what?
That's all right.
It's better if you read this.
Well, I had no idea. So I got Reichland, and then I thought, wow, there's a lot of German stuff going on. So I then put Reichport, Reich Tropics, Riker's Island, Reichonia, Reichhaven, Reich Barrow, Reich Krispies, Bratwurst and Oktoberfest.
Nice.
I've got one answer in from Eli.
I'm just going to put... This is actually... I'm going to lie. This isn't a name, but this is... I just want you to read this when it comes up. Oh,
okay.
God. It's not...
first off, I'd like to say my humble apologies as the quizmaster not reading Andy's provinces.
Okay.
I goofed. For the last one, though, I'm going to say Hal's for last. we have Andy with Matilda. We have Eli with Skaven Master Race. Yes, yes. Skaven will destroy Man-Thing Filth Nation.
Wait, can you read that out in a Skaven voice?
I can try. Skaven Master Race. Yes, yes. Skaven will destroy Man-Thing Filth Nation.
That wasn't half bad.
That was amazing. I want that as my whenever I get a text, I want to have that on my phone.
I'm overstimulated. Oh my god, I need to breathe.
And then
I need to breathe.
Hal hit me up with my man like a pizza cutter, all edge and no point.
The chaotic energy when you are the quizmaster, Colin. I'm sure you're responsible for this.
This is beautiful. This is what I was looking
right?
for. Believe it or not, no, it wasn't right.
My man, like a pizza cutter. I can't even finish it.
I can't tell if that's an insult. I don't even know what that's aimed at.
Jeez. What if it was aimed at Carl Franz? What would your response be?
Then I'm getting angry.
Carl Franz sounds like the guy who'd watch JoJo's Bizarre.
The actual name of this vampiric woman, and I promise to you, cross my heart, this is a real character. Her name is Genevieve Sandrine Dupont du Lac Dieudonné.
Of course she's
French. That doesn't have the most Hermione Granger ever heard.
I did not make that up.
Dang.
Oh, can I be honest? I laughed too hard and I think I pulled my back.
Well, for what it's worth, Hal, to soothe that broken back, you are the victor of this quiz.
Yes!
Coming through with 12.5 points. Eli not far behind with 11.
The win streak is broken.
And Andy with 2.
I have a suspicion that for the rest of these quizzes, I'm always going to be like never winning. But we'll see.
You never know. I've finally caught Eli. I'm coming for the crown. You did. It's gonna be mine.
How better not win my quiz?
Oh, Slaanesh quiz? Oh, hands down.
Yeah, but you're both Slaaneshy boys.
I might have some questions that Colin can.
I think I got Slaanesh. I'm a degenerate.
I actually have a few questions that I'd be very impressed about.
All right, I'm excited to hear it. You heard it here first, folks. Up next, Eli's quiz, Slaanesh.
You poor things.
Every joke I want to make about that will get this video demonetized, so I'm going to hold myself back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Colin. That was pretty good, actually.
I'm glad.
I'm surprised at how well I did. Oh, my God.
Yeah, good job, Hal.
Good old Carl Franz and his Carl Franz Ussi.
How dare you disgrace him of all people?
We're gonna end it now before the fight begins.
yeah,
the smashing chairs.
Tune into the Patreon for the fist fight video exclusive.
Thank you all for watching. Yeah. Catch you guys next time.
Take care, everyone. Remember to like and subscribe. Don't forget that, and have a good one.
Bye.
Farewell.